Welcome to Jesus Loves the World podcast. For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.
Since that time in human history, when humanity chose to become one with both good and evil, all of creation has been corrupted. Power has been given by humanity to selfish desires, evil, and death. Disease and disasters became intertwined with health and well-being. Good and evil coexist in what was once God's perfect world of only good. Yet the good news is that the Eternal One who created the heavens and the earth and all things good is also the deliverer from evil and a saviour of all his creation. He is not only the deliverer and saviour, but the healer. The healer of individuals, people groups, and nations. So let us go back to a time when kings ruled over the ancient Israelites, to the time of the reign of Hezekiah, king of Judah. Hezekiah had sent letters out to all Israel and Judah to come to the house of the Lord God of Israel, for it had been a long time since they celebrated the most significant festival of their people. It was the time when the Eternal Existing One delivered them from bondage of slavery to the Egyptians, and that special time and feast was called the Passover. In response to the king's letter, many people had gathered at Jerusalem. So let us pick up the story in 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verses 17 to 20. For there were many in the assembly who had not sanctified themselves. Therefore the Levites had charge of the slaughter of the Passover lambs for everyone who was not clean, to sanctify them to the Lord. For a multitude of the people, many from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun, had not cleansed themselves, yet they ate the Passover contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, May the good Lord provide atonement for everyone who prepares his heart to seek God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he is not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord God listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. This is a beautiful moment in God's love story, the Bible. Many from different tribes of Israel had not cleansed themselves according to the law. The law given to them by God through his servant Moses. So they participated in the sacred Passover contrary to the way God had set out for them. But Hezekiah, whose name means the Jehovah has made me strong, communes with God. He prays to God out of a personal revelation of God's heart for all people. Hezekiah states, May the good Lord provide atonement for everyone who prepares his heart to seek God. God's heart and will is that no one should perish. Yet in his great love for every individual, people group, and nation, he never imposes his will on anyone, as that is an abuse of power. God, out of his great love, gives free choice, and he is never one with evil, he is only good. God is never controlling or manipulating, as there's no selfishness in him, for he is the existing Eternal One who is and was and is to come. He has no need of anything or anyone, for he is the great I Am. Yet out of his great love, he so desires us. He desires to be personal and relational, close and intimate, faithful and true. For that is his character. That's his nature. That is who God is. What happened next was a beautiful reflection of God and his character. The text says that the Lord listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. First off, God listened to Hezekiah. This is beautiful, honoring, and intimate. The Creator of heaven and earth and all things good listened to Hezekiah. God did not close his ears, eyes, or heart from Hezekiah or the people. So God listened and healed the people. For God is the healer of individuals, people groups, and nations. Let us now go to another passage of Scripture that links God's healing with peace. That is complete peace. A peace that is a place and state of complete wellness. That is physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. A place that is safe and tranquil, where relationships of equality and respect are there. Back to a time that was linked to a prophecy hundreds of years before Jesus' sacrifice of himself as a human. Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4 to 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. The prophet Isaiah emphatically states of Jesus' sacrifice of his human life that surely, that is absolutely 100%, Jesus has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That is an absolute truth that transcends time. The truth is this, that no matter when we are born in the timeline of humanity, Jesus' sacrifice has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. So that means Jesus' sacrifice and finished work of his life, death, resurrection, and ascension is for all humanity throughout the ages. So those like Isaiah, who received God's right to rule and reign and were alive hundreds and even thousands of years before that time in human history, when the eternal Son of God became the Son of Man, they too received this eternal truth. That is, Jesus has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Born is to bear up, take away, carry. Griefs is sickness of body and or mind, which is linked with the deliverance from the fear and anxiety that is associated with judgment. Born our griefs means Jesus has taken away our guilt and shame. No longer does the fear of death and death itself have any power over us, for we are passed from judgment and are transferred into his kingdom of eternal innocence and honor. Carried is to bear all the load. Sorrows in the context of Jesus' sacrifice is pain or anguish and affliction. Pain experienced in this life both in our physical bodies and the mental anguish of our thoughts and emotions. Jesus carried it all. He heals the broken hearts that have resulted from relationships in this life of inequality. He is the healer of individuals, people groups, and nations. In Jesus' sacrifice, he has done all this. And when Jesus returns, all those who have received God's right to rule and reign throughout the ages will receive their perfect, resurrected, glorified, eternal human bodies. Yes, bodies that never get sick, never get old, and never die. This is our inheritance of Jesus' resurrection. He rose from a physical death and received his resurrected, glorified human body. However, his scars remain. and they remain just for us. They remain to tell the story of God's great love and help us believe and receive. As we are born of the corrupted seed of humanity, that is, with both good and evil in us, we find it hard to receive and believe all that our healer has done for us. In the hurt and the pain of this life, there can be blockages from us living in the reality of all that God has done for us. Knowing this about humanity, God, through his prophet Isaiah, explains that we would look at Jesus on the cross and put the blame of his death onto God. We would perceive Jesus as being smitten, afflicted, and stricken by God himself. So Isaiah goes on to say, the truth is this: he was wounded for our transgressions, by the very ones he came to save, humanity. Wounded in this context means to dishonor, to profane, that is, to have contempt for God, to be unholy. As we know, Jesus was never any of those things, and he never profaned God, never unholy, never dishonored God. Yet humanity did. Humanity demands that someone has to pay for all the injustices done to ourselves and to those that we have done to others. And by refusing to accept God's sacrifice of himself in Jesus, that is the greatest profanity against God. The ancient Israelites, who were the first hearers of God's word through his prophet Isaiah, profaned God. The majority rejected God and his right to rule and reign. And when Jesus was presented by the Roman ruler as an innocent man to the crowd, it was the religious leaders from the bloodline of the ancient Israelites who cried out, "Crucify Jesus! Crucify him!" Jesus, an innocent man, holy, blameless, born of a woman in the bloodline of the ancient Israelites. He was born of the seed of the Holy Spirit of God and therefore was only good, unlike all of humanity is both good and evil. Knowing our need for a Savior and that we demand that someone has to pay the cost, God in Jesus became that someone. He placed himself upon the altar of humanity to die at the hands of humanity, at the hands of the very ones he came to save. As Jesus' human flesh was ripped apart, his blood dripped down into the dirt and pain of humanity, so that we could choose to receive and believe that by his stripes we are healed. The very same stripes that were inflicted by the hands of humanity, that are a visible and physical expression of humanity's selfishness, injustices, offenses, anger, hurt, and pain. They also are the visible and physical expression of God's unconditional love. For he did not need the sacrifice to forgive us. For God is in an eternal state of forgiveness. Yet out of his great love, he knew that we needed the sacrifice. And through the prophet Isaiah, he states, "It is true. Jesus has taken away our sickness, judgment, guilt, shame, anguish, and pain." Upon receiving God and his right to rule and reign, we receive Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, and by his stripes we are healed. Eternal salvation for us is assured, and our eternity is sealed. Jesus' scars tell the story of both humanity's need for someone to pay the cost and God's great love in becoming that someone, just for us. These scars remain on Jesus' glorified body so that we can believe and receive. The resurrected Jesus explained. Luke chapter 24, verses 39 to 41. Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, Have you any food here? So they gave him a piece of broiled fish and some honeycomb, and he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding, that they might comprehend the Scriptures. Then he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Also in John chapter 20, verse 26 to 29. And after 8 days his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, Reach your finger here, and look at my hands, and reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We live in that moment that Jesus had declared. We have not physically seen, yet we believe. May through his Spirit we have eyes to see into his nail-pierced hands. Through the precious Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of truth testifies that Jesus heals. The Holy Bible, God's love story to us, testifies of divine healing to individuals, people groups, and nations. Healing of those who know God and those who do not know God. Divine healing is for all to receive. For God is the healer of individuals, people groups, and nations. By his stripes we are healed. If you have never received Jesus, never received his eternal sacrifice and free gift of salvation, now is the time. Simply say yes to Jesus. Yes to God and his right to rule and reign. Surrender to him. For he is our healer of individuals, people groups, and nations. Our righteous Father in heaven, we say thank you. Thank you for the sacrifice of yourself in Jesus so that we can believe and receive. By your Spirit, lead us into the fullness of the truth and live in your victory over heart-mind condition of surrender. In Jesus' name, to the glory of our Father. Amen.
For more information and free resources, visit our website jesuslovestheworld.info. Be blessed, empowered, and transformed in Jesus' name.